Hello.
Hello, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Larry Goins with Neighborhood Housing. How are you?
Fine.
Good. Hey, you spoke with Candace yesterday about a couple of properties you're wanting to sell over in Rutherford and Forest City. Yeah, okay. Did I catch you at a bad time or you got a minute?
No, that's fine.
Oh, okay, good. You bought it in 2000. It was unfinished and you finished it. You bought it as investment. It's rented out. Let's see. You did an 18,000 remodel not too long ago. So it sounds like you got a lot of properties. You're just wanting to sell these two?
Well, I gave her no. I seed one of them for that matter.
I hear you.
It's always the right price.
All right.
But yeah, I do. I had a good many investment properties where I was working on them, and then several in Myrtle Beach, and then the one here. But and then our house caught fire, so now we're in the middle of doing our own home.
No. That's no
Yeah,
fun.
it's been a nightmare.
But at least
Yep, not at all.
you get a free remodel that the insurance company gets to pay for.
Yeah, and that's a fight. That's a joke. Insurance is a joke. That is just a teetotal joke.
But you
I
know
just,
what?
I just.
You know what? Everybody I've talked to that ends up coming out in good shape, they hire their own independent adjuster, and the adjuster goes to bat for you, and they get you a lot more money.
Well, and I talked to a couple of them actually, but here recently, so that looks like what I may do. But they end up with half of whatever the end amount is. So he advised that I go through the Department of Insurance or whatever, which I had that paperwork and stuff. But
Right.
anyway, it's just been a nightmare, but it is what it is.
I bet it has. So what is this little house rented for?
It rents for $650.
Oh, okay. It rents for 650. How much did you want to get for it for a quick cash sale?
I hadn't really gave it a lot of thought. Actually, I told her too, I'd got a letter from you guys, and I think y'all were actually, one was looking at East Court, and one was looking at, I think y'all were, anyway, Landon sent, it's different companies that had sent me out stuff on the property or whatever. I hadn't really, anyway, but the way it read on the thing, that they'd make an offer or whatever, and I was just curious what the offers were, and if they'd be in my range of, I'd have to figure the numbers exactly, if it'd be an acceptable offer. Because there are different properties, I don't know the numbers on top of my head.
Right. Well, most of the rental properties that we see being bought and sold right now, they're selling at a price where the rents are about 2% per month. In other words, if a house is rented for 300, it's going for 15 grand. If it's rented for 500, it's going for 25 grand. If it's rented for 600, it's going for 30 grand. That's about
Oh,
what they're
yeah,
going
no.
for
Yeah,
right now.
no. They're going to appraise it probably 90 or better.
You think
I
so?
would think. Oh yeah.
Oh, the
Because
323.
it wasn't. Yeah, on East Court, like you
Right.
said, we put a new another new roof and all on it when we did this last one and repainted it and did some more landscaping and redone inside. Or well, just because we had the same rent in it for 12 years.
Probably the best way to do that if you're looking to get full retail for it is just, of course, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but having a tenant in there paying $600 a month, when it appraises for 90, you're better off to get your tenant out of there and list it with a realtor, with somebody that's going to live in it, right? Just to buy it.
I've been debating on that.
I hear you. Well, I hate I couldn't help you. I'm sorry about that.
Oh no, that's fine. And that one, like I said, was and I don't know if that's the one y'all sent the letter on to or the postcard.
Well, we buy anything, so it doesn't really matter which one we sent the letter on. In fact, the postcard says this house or any other property you may want to sell.
Well, actually, one of and like I said, I don't have you in front of me to tell me which one you are, but I actually had a picture of my home, which was an older picture of the home, and blah 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 blah. And the other properties, like I told her too, were investment properties as well. But that's the one that's closest to us with East Court.
Right. Well, I hate I couldn't help you. If anything changes, feel free to give me a call. We do pay cash, but of course we can't pay full appraised value, as you well know.
Right. Did she look at the other properties?
Well, I'm not sure she looked at other addresses. I only have these two addresses written down. The one on, how much would you want for that?
That would be totally negotiable. I'd actually get a rent to own from a nurse, my mother's nurse, and then her husband ended up passing away. Anyway, but it definitely needs work and all. It's not rented or anything because she's out of it. And we got the or cleaned it out. Didn't even get all the way through cleaning it out. Pretty close to cleaning it out. And then, like I said, it's just since our house fire here, we've just not been back to it.
Right. when you rent this one, what is typically the rent amount?
Her mortgage amount, which she was on 30-year, was $455, and she was 10% down, is what I did her on at the time. But that's negotiable.
Right. So what would you want to sell this one for a cash sale?
And it's a big house, too, but like I said, it does need work from where they didn't get...
Leaks from before, ceilings need to be fixed, floors have some damage.
Right, which we put a new metal roof and all on it right as they moved in. And then, like I said, they just like cut out sections, like at upstairs, like one of the bedrooms. I didn't even know if it had a prior leak, but anyway, just stupid stuff. But evidently they had, or if it did, I don't remember it when I had the ceilings redone. So like I said, I don't know why they did it. And it was just that one bedroom. But anyway, so I know the sheetrock had to be repaired. And the walls are actually plaster. They're not sheetrock. So, I mean, there's no holes or nothing through the walls or whatever. It's just cosmetic pretty much, and some window panes and stuff that need to be replaced. I know tax value on the house is, I'm paying over for $80,000. And I fought that number, and it's 3,000 square feet. It's a huge house, but definitely, like I said, I'd be negotiating because I know I'm not going to get to it no time soon, not with my other properties.
What would be your best cash price?
$35,000.
$35,000. Well, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. At $35,000, would you finance it?
Would I finance it?
Uh-huh.
Oh. How long? I'd do a short term, possibly.
Well, see, the thing, I mean, if you did owner financing before, like a rent to own, 25-year, 9%. Well, you said 30-year, but my notes say 25.
I told her yesterday, I couldn't remember if it was 30 or 25, and then I thought maybe it was 25, but I looked back actually after I spoke with her, and it was 30, and I did her at 10%, and actually I had sold to her at $50,000 because I was letting it go, and they were supposed to finish the renovations.
Right. How much work do you think it's going to take to get this one in rentable condition, you know, as far as dollar amount if you hired it out?
Now, I'm not good at these numbers because I'm not good at my own. I'd say maybe $20,000.
Okay.
Maybe a little more, give or take.
Right. Okay. $20,000 in work.
Yeah. Because the floors have never been resanded or anything. So I know that's a prime prospect. Now, two of the rooms, I know the floors are going to have to be redone as far as, you know, changed or whatever. They have damage, but the other floors are fine, even the ones upstairs. And they're hardwood floors, and it's a brick house. And
right.
It's got the wraparound porch and all. And like I said, it does need some paint on the interior, exterior, you know, trim, board, stuff like that.
Would you be willing to take $35,000 if we amortize that over, say, 25 years, but we do a 5-year balloon?
And how would the balloon work?
It would work really good for you. After 5 years, the total balance is due and payable.
I fix them saying, but and if it doesn't come due, then what occurs? Or if they...
It would just fully amortize till at the end of 25 years, there would be a zero balance. You would make
Go ahead.
Make more money by amortizing it over 25 years. But if you said for how long, so I got the impression you wanted to get it sold, or you wanted to get your money sooner rather than later.
Right, because of our home we're working on here, right?
Right. But if, you know, we could basically buy it and do the work, increase the value of your security, and make the payments, and then rent it out for a positive cash flow. What do you think this house would rent for?
Prior to me doing the rent to own, as it set, even before we put the new roof and all on it, I rented it for $800, like it said. Yeah, and that was without touching anything. But like I said, the guy, he was there for a couple of years and then moved out, and then I just for a favor offered it to my mother's nurse because they were needing their property.
Right. Would that be something you and your husband would be interested in? If I pay you your price, $35,000, that you finance it over 25 years, and then, you know, we could do a 5-year balloon if you'd like.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't know that I understand the balloon part. Can you explain that to me?
Now, all it means is the house, the loan is amortized, like for 25 years. You know how every once in a while, if you have a mortgage, you'll check and see what the balance is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say in 5 years, we check and see what the balance is. And at the end of 5 years, whatever that balance is, that lump sum is due and payable in full. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah, it's called a balloon payment. That's called a balloon.
But that's what I'm saying. But if they don't have it to pay it in full, or
then
whatever,
finance it and pay it off.
They have to refinance and pay it off.
Yeah, and that would give plenty of time to get all the repairs done, improve the value, and then be able to go get an appraisal and get a loan and pay you off.
Right. Would you consider a balloon in 3 instead of 5?
I could probably do that if you would sell it for no money down.
Ooh.
Because it's just kind of tough coming out of pocket, plus having to go in and do $20,000 plus worth of work.
Right.
But if we could do, you know, no money down, I could do that. Now, you're not selling it to a rent-to-own person. You're selling it to an investor, right?
Right.
And that's the difference. You're going to have me or whoever I sell it to, plus the tenant on the hook.
Gotcha. The reason I asked that, actually I've got one that I purchased, and I'm on a balloon too, but I'm still 3 or 4 years out. No, I'm 3 years out, and I thought that's how it worked. I just wanted to make sure that I understood it.
Exactly, and that's what it is.
And if I stay at the 5, what would the down payment be, 10%?
Usually when we give a person what they're asking for the property, we don't put anything down, normally. I mean, because we're giving you your price. You know what I'm saying? We're not even negotiating
right.
the price. We're giving you what you're asking for.
So if that's the case, well, the difference in the balloon from 5 to 3, though, you said would have been the down payment.
Yeah, whenever you said, can we do 3, I said, can you do it with no money down, right? Well, at $35,000, you're only talking about $3,500 down anyway.
Right. I would consider the 3, yes, on the 3-year balloon.
Why don't you and your husband talk about it? And if we could do 3 years with 100% financing, we'll do 25 years amortized with a 3-year balloon. I think we can make that work, and we can get something rolling. So you can get some cash flow coming in on this one again. And all I'm really going to do is go in there and do a little bit to it and find another investor that's going to buy it from me. And then they're going to make the payments to you and rent it out.
Right. And I don't have my amortization chart in front of me. What does that come out on payments for the 25?
Okay. Let me see here. Let me get out my HP 12C.
And I'm going to guess it. Like 280 to 310, but that's
35,000. 35,000. Now, we normally do 5%. 25 years is what, 300 months?
Yeah, I think.
It's 204.61 a month.
Ooh. And that, but yet, with it being on a 3-year balloon.
So, a 3-year balloon, that would be 3 years is 36 months. So, 300 minus 36 is going to be 64. Two sixty four left. The balance would be 32,722.
Say that number again.
$32,722.34.
Okay, and you also mentioned the 5% down a minute ago too in that number you took off.
Well, I figured it at no money down. I figured a total loan amount of 35. That way it'll give us some room to be able to go in and do some work to the house too. Because we're really just increasing the value of your security by doing work. You know what I mean?
Correct. And I don't necessarily have to talk to my husband because I bought these all on my own. It had nothing to do with him. He's going to say yes to whatever I say anyway because he don't know who he owes. But that's okay, too. That's just how our relationship works.
That's it.
Yeah.
What I can do is I've got a simple, you know, listen, Liz, but I've got a simple one-page cash offer to purchase. And plus it has a little seller finance thing in there, but it just says I'm buying your property as is, where it is, and I'll pay all the closing costs. And I can have a mobile notary come out to your house and get the paperwork started today so we can get this thing going and get it off your hands. How does that sound?
What about taxes and insurance on it?
Yeah.
Because it's insured right now.
You can either escrow for that because as the buyer, me or whoever I sell it to, will be responsible for taxes and insurance, probably unlike your rent-to-own.
No, they were responsible for it as well. And it, like I said, it's currently insured for $150,000.
Good. Yeah, we'll be getting insurance, and we can either pay the taxes every year when they come, or you can escrow and pay them if you want to. It's up to you. Do you service your own notes, or do you have a third-party servicer?
I do.
Oh, okay, good. So you could either collect, you know, 1/12 of the taxes and insurance every month and then pay the bill at the end of each year, or you could just let us or whoever we sell it to pay that every year.
think I'd just send them pay it.
Yeah, well, and as long as you're okay with that, it's the least amount of effort on your part, quite frankly. What time this afternoon would be good for me to have them come by with this one-page contract and get it signed so we can get this thing moving forward for you?
What would be your time frame? Or
sometime
maybe
in like 2 hours or after, because they usually need about a two-hour head start.
Okay, well, that'd be fine. I just knew I was going to run an errand, and other than that, that'd be fine.
So you want to say 5 o'clock?
That'd be fine.
5 o'clock. Now, do you happen to have a pen handy?
I do.
Right? Yeah, you don't want to work. I just want you to have all my contact info. My name is Larry Goins, G-O-I-N-S.
Okay.
And the name of our company is Neighborhood Housing Group. And my direct line is 803-831. Yeah, and you're going to be working with Lorraine in our office for the closing. But yeah, I'll have the mobile notary come out around 5 o'clock or so. They might be a few minutes late or whatever. But I'll have them come out and get the paperwork going. And just to clarify, we're doing $35,000, 100% financing, 5%, 25 years with a 3-year balloon.
Okay, and what's the 5% you keep saying?
5% interest rate.
Oh, that's where I was getting confused at. 5% interest rate on,
right.
I thought we were at 9.
That's usually, well, that's what you, that, you're like me. That's what you sell it to, that's what you sell it to owner-occupied people. But for investors,
mm-hmm.
We always do 5%. It's not going to make that much difference, but. Yeah.
I know I get phone calls on this property about every day, somebody wanting to rent it as is, and I won't rent it as is because it needs work, and I'm just not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to make a problem worse or an investment worse or whatever, but I know there's a lot of interest in this home and has been for quite some time. I know a lot of the neighbors there, too, and like I said, we've owned it for quite some time, so it's good people next door and around me. So and it's older neighborhood even behind me, but.
Dude, now you're going to have some cash flow coming in every month. Not going to be a ton, but you don't have to worry about taxes, insurance, repairs, and maintenance, and upkeep, and all that.
That's true, too. All right, that's fine.
All right, I'm going to have our mobile notary. Lorraine's going to prepare the stuff, and I'll have the mobile notary out there at around 5 o'clock or so to get the paperwork signed. And we'll get going.
All right. All right, that'll work. Did she check on the one in Spindale, perchance? Which you said you go on the rent. I rent it for $650. It's 3-bedroom, 2 full baths. But
well,
I do not rent the garage.
Let's just take a look here and see what we got.
Yeah, and I do not rent the garage and all with it, the 2-story garage. And it's had new roofs and all put on it. It was totally redone.
When you say
you
don't
rent
the garage, you use the garage for yourself?
Yes, I do. And it's a 2-story garage, full electrical, new roof on both.
Okay.
Hardwood floors in the house all throughout.
And this house is rented right now?
Yes, it is for a military family.
Oh, okay. And what kind of rent income are you getting?
I get $650, but like I said, I do not rent the garage and stuff with it whatsoever.
Right.
Because if I rented it with the garage and all, we'd go upwards of $1,000 or better.
Right.
Intentionally, what I was going to do with this investment property was take and turn the garage into apartments.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you could probably rent that out to like a single guy or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a big garage.
Oh, okay.
And it's 2 stories, upper and lower level. And actually, the house beside it is my mom and dad's. Now, it may come up here shortly, but right now, I'm letting my little nephew live there. I spent $65,000 renovating it 3 years ago.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
A lot of money. That's a nice house inside. I need work on the garages. I need to put a roof on the 2 garages behind Mom and Dad's. And I actually owned, at the 732, I owned the 3 acres of land behind it. And I was thinking that's what y'all had sent the letter on, was actually the 3 acres of land behind it. But it may have mixed up with, like I said, because I've got several different ones, a card and then 2 letters.
How much do you want for this?
A cash buyout, I'd take 80, but I won't drop under that.
Okay. Yeah, at that price, you're better off just to keep it and rent it out. The people I work with buying and selling rental properties, you know, for an $80,000 investment, they want about $1,200 a month coming in. You know, so with an $80,000 investment and $650 a month coming in, but I know you could probably get more, but right now it's not bringing more. Yeah, you might want to.
Like, well, and that's the reason I'm not getting more, though, like I said, because I'm using the garage and stuff for storage for my other properties and stuff where I've got, well, this new cabinets and stuff to actually work on my other properties. Dishwashers, refrigerators, and stuff like that is stored in that, but it can come out and go to the other garages actually beside it. But would you make an offer on it?
Yeah.
I mean, I have some leeway on it.
Let me take a look at that and see. Would you be interested in seller financing it?
Not that one, no.
Okay, I'm with you. All right, well, let me take a look at that one. In the meantime, I'm going to get this paperwork out to you on this one, and they'll be out there. It'll probably be 5 or a little after.
Okay.
I want to hold them to a specific time, but they'll be out there and get it going, and then we'll get this thing rolling for you.
All right, that works. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. I look forward to working with you.
You too. Take care.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.